In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus the Christ is the revelation of God. But, as Father Joseph Barois explains in his book, The Face of Christ in the Old Testament, the revelation does not come as a sudden flash of lightning. It comes as a gradual revealing of the light in mystery. We are, on the one hand, flesh and blood living in a world of the physical things around us, and we try to understand ourselves in the world according to what seems to be the case. But there is something hidden about us that can only be plain once it is fully revealed. Christ is that full revelation of the mystery. And the mystery is how it is that we can be both created flesh and blood, and at the same time join ourselves to God's divinity. That's what happened in Bethlehem. Our humanity was joined to God's divinity. And the child that was born of Mary is as fully human as she and all of the rest of us, born of the womb of a woman, just like every other human being that has lived. Every human being that has ever lived was meant to be united to God. But that, as Father Barois says, is not revealed like a flash of lightning. The mystery is revealed gradually. That is the case both with the long spiritual journey of the people that God chose, by whom He would reveal Himself, which is why, in preparation for the celebration of the Nativity of Christ on two Sundays, last and this, we focus in our reading from the Gospel on two things. On the one hand, the history of the spiritual ancestors of Christ. Last week was the Sunday of the Holy Forefathers of Christ. And we talk about all of those down through the spiritual journey of the Jews, who were already faithful to Christ even before He had come. Today, when we read from the genealogy, the lineage of Jesus Christ, we focus on His ancestry in the flesh, not the ones who came before Him who were taken together, a history of those who are worthy, but a history strictly of the human flesh that all of us share. In the commemoration of the forefathers of Christ last week, there appeared those who were not in the direct lineage of the flesh of Jesus Christ, but were brought into that history by their faithfulness to God. The youths in the furnace are brought up, not because they are literal ancestors in the flesh of Christ, but because of their faithfulness, their refusal to bow down before the idols that they were commanded to worship, and instead were cast into the furnace and yet survived. Today's lineage, today's genealogy, is actually one of two in the Gospels. There is the one that we read, the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. There is another in the Gospel according to St. Luke, from which we will read the story of the birth of Christ in more detail when that time soon comes. The lineage that St. Luke gives begins with Christ and traces His ancestry back through the Old Testament, all the way beyond Abraham, and the patriarchs through Noah, and ultimately ending with Adam himself, first created by God. But that's not the genealogy that we read today. The genealogy that we read today from the Gospel according to St. Matthew starts with Abraham. Abraham, to whom was first given the call to come and be the founder of Israel. That lineage begins with Abraham. And that lineage includes not just those who were faithful to God, but also those who weren't. We all have skeletons in our closet, you know. An uncle, great-great-uncle was not so good, you know. And those are not excluded from Matthew's lineage. It's interesting that when St. Luke gives the lineage of Christ, and they're both accurate, you know, in terms of the ancestry in the flesh of Christ, when Luke gets to David, he doesn't choose Solomon to continue. He chooses Nathan, another son of David, and traces the lineage down through Nathan. When Matthew gives the lineage of Christ, he passes directly through Solomon. And he even makes the point, right in the middle of that lineage, to point out that Solomon was conceived by David by adultery in the lineage of Christ. And others are included, those who are not worthy. St. Matthew is making a particular point. Matthew's gospel was addressed particularly to the Jews, who were very proud of their heritage. But Matthew is making a very important point. Father Bawa says that the essence of the Christian faith is paradox. Paradox is the opposite of what is expected. When we look around at the world that we live in, we learn to expect certain things. The Jews expected a certain kind of king, but it's not the kind of king that they got. When the Messiah came, he was not a Messiah that affirmed the way things are in the world around us. It was not a king who was king by dominating the chaos, organizing it and sorting it out, getting rid of the Romans, and all of the other things that the Jews had hoped would happen. The paradox is that what God ultimately revealed is the mystery of our humanity at one with God. And if he's going to do that, there are two things that are necessary. First of all, the genealogy is really the genealogy according to the flesh of Jesus the Christ. So there is an affirmation of our lives as we live them. We can find in our own lives similarities between ourselves and that genealogy. When we come to the sacrament of confession, we confess our sins, breakings of commandments, breakings of the teachings of Christ about how we should live with one another. It's very important when we come to confession that we don't fall into a trap that is prepared for us, built up for us by our expectations that are based on our living in the kind of world that we do. According to that world, if we come and we confess all of these ways in which we have failed God and betrayed Christ, the ultimate logical conclusion would be, well, that's what I'm like. That's who I really am. I hate the fact that this is the way I really am. And our experience, although we may think it is an experience of humility, is actually an experience of humiliation, because we are reduced to recognizing that we are simply sinful human beings. That's what we would expect. St. Matthew is preparing the Jews to understand that there is something else going on here. God not only identifies himself with human beings as we are, and affirms the fact that this is Jesus' lineage. But God does so to a purpose, in order to, as Father Lev Gillet says, make a path through all of that, to make a path through all of the sinfulness and shortfallings of we who are the ones who were created by God. We are just like the people who are the members of that lineage. Christ cuts a path through the sinfulness of the way we have lived our lives in the world. In the lineage of Christ, we can recognize ourselves. But Christ is born not just to reveal God, but also to reveal us to ourselves. That gradual growing of the light whereby we see that there is a great mystery about who we are as human beings and what it means to be a human being. Christ not only reveals the divinity of God as fully as it can be revealed to a human being by taking on our flesh, he also reveals our true and perfect humanity. How we are meant to be by living from God, by taking life from God himself. Mary, the first model of what it means to be a Christian, brought forth from her body the one who is fully God, but also full and perfect man. We call him the new Adam, the second Adam, because he is Adam as Adam was meant to be. One time during the year, we apply a very special and unusual term to Jesus Christ. During the vigil of the Nativity, the evening before Christmas, we call him the Father of the world to come. The Father of the world where we as human beings live from God, as the true human beings God created us to be. He is the full revelation of our humanity. We can see men and women of the Old Testament, as we have mentioned them last Sunday and this Sunday, as a movement in procession down to Bethlehem, so that they too can be included, and their journey toward Christ can be included when Christ is born in Bethlehem. Our own lives, as we live them, are a similar kind of procession. Gradually, an increasing light of the revelation of the mystery of our own lives is revealed if we can avoid simple self-condemnation as though we were no more than sinful human beings. And we can remember that that is not truly the person that God created us to be. No matter how many times we miss the mark, we never simply become missers of the mark. That's not our nature. Our true nature, each one of us, is to be Christ bearers, Christophorus, to live from God's holiness, from his divinity. Repentance and confession is a return to that life. If we stop simply at the admission of our sins and shortcomings, we may fall into the temptation of Lucifer and say to ourselves, "That's who I am. That's my identity. So be it." And after that, the choice is either to live life in humiliation and self-hatred, or to rebel as Lucifer, the angel of light, did rebel. If we complete the sacrament of confession and move on through our lives using our confession as a return, repentance means return. We confess our sins in order to put them aside and to return to living the divine life that Christ made it possible for us to live. And St. Matthew is humbling the people of Israel to prepare them for the fact that God has something in store for them that they were not expecting. A paradox. Neither the king that they would have expected, nor a divine visitor of fire and universal condemnation from outside, but something else. Something that focuses on the way God created us. He comes to restore our lives so that the rest of our lives can be lived as an increasing commitment to the mystery of what it is to be what God has created us to be. Able to join ourselves to God's own divinity. That's what it means to be human. And we confess our sins in order to return to that. That was something that was not expected. It's something that is too easily forgotten by us as we are schooled by the world to expect something legalistic, forgiveness of our sins by the Almighty, because, after all, missers of the mark, that's all we are. But instead, we have the revelation of the mystery of God, born of a woman in the manger, and that revelation is a revelation of the mystery of the birth of each one of us. The mystery is that we are created for God. And the person that we really are is, as St. Paul says, hidden in Christ. If we don't repent and return to Him and learn to live from Him and learn to consider our missings of the mark, our sins as exceptions to the way we are created to be, we'll miss out on the mystery of our whole lives. God reveals Himself to us in order to reveal us to ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.